You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A new report finds Michigan can do better in helping families who need daycare, lots better. Michigan has missed out on tens of millions of federal dollars that could help more parents and kids access quality child care. In fact, if state lawmakers don't commit another $7.5 million to child care by the end of this month, Michigan loses $20.5 million in matching federal funds. The new report is from Public Sector Consultants. It was done for the Michigan Department of Education Office of Great Start. Jeff Guilfoyle is the vice president of PSC. Jeff, welcome.
It's great to be here.
This report is titled Building a Better Child Care System. How does what we have right now compare with what other states are doing?
What we find in Michigan is that we tend to spend less, significantly less, on our child care subsidy for low-income families in particular. So those families have a harder time accessing high-quality child care than they do in some other states.
And when you stop and you think about what child care can really mean, that could be the difference for a family from making that big jump from low income to middle class or not being able to do it.
Absolutely. For low income families, child care is key into getting into the workforce. And without reliable child care, you can easily lose your job if you have one. And that can lead to a whole set of cascading problems for them.
Something from your report, Jeff, really jumped out at me. You found that in 2003, Michigan's spending on child care equaled about $1,500 per low-income child in a working household. And by 2013, that per-child spending had dropped to $336.
Yeah, we saw a really dramatic drop in the participation in our child care subsidy. There were a couple things going on there. One was, you know, the economy got worse, so you saw some people leaving the workforce. But the other thing that happened was there was a performance audit of the program that showed that there were some quality problems with the program, potentially with respect to fraudulent payments going out. And so the state made a really concerted effort to crack down on the program. And I think that they were successful, but in some ways they may have gone a little bit too far. And as a result, it's become really difficult to sort of navigate the hurdles you need to get qualified. So Michigan gets about 80,000 applications a year for this program, and they reject about 60,000 applications. And so even though we've seen the economy get better, we haven't really seen participation in the program pick up yet.
As you did this study, did you come away with the sense that the application process is almost intentionally difficult to kind of keep people from being a part of the program?
Yeah, I mean, intentionally difficult in the sense that I think we're exceptionally careful to make sure that people qualify, and perhaps too careful in that, you know, if you don't check the right box, you can find yourself being rejected. So I think that we've sort of gone away from let's sit down with you and figure out how to make you get into this program to more of a let's be strictly compliance oriented and make it as difficult as possible to get the application complete and qualify.
So kind of like a backdoor way of rationing care.
Absolutely.
Is there something more than dollars and cents going on here? Was there a mind change, a policy shift as well? Because certainly, as you pointed out, these years that we're talking about when spending dropped so much, it straddled the Great Recession. We know Michigan was hammered hard. But are there other things going on besides dollars and cents?
Well, I think there are certainly aspects of the program that we could change that would make it easier for people to access care. As an example, the way that we tend to pay providers is strictly by the hour, whereas providers, if you go to a center, generally charge by full day, half day. And so if you're a provider and you want to accept children that are in this program, you need a different billing structure for those children. And so that just makes it a little more difficult to participate in the program. And little things like that can make the difference between somebody deciding that they want to participate or deciding that it's too much of a hassle and not participating. So I think there are definitely things the state could do that don't necessarily involve increasing the reimbursement rates that would make it easier for these providers to participate in the program and make it easier then for families to get access to the care.
In fact, your report kind of breaks down some ways we can do better, especially in five key areas. Could you spell those out for us?
Sure. So the first one is increasing financial assistance to families. That is both fixing that application process that we talked about, but also raising the reimbursement rates and also increasing the income threshold for which you can participate in the program. The second one is increasing access to quality providers. And that goes with what I just said, making it easier for the providers to participate in the program, either by changing how we bill or perhaps even thinking about things like contracting directly with the providers where the state buys slots from the providers that then they make available to low-income families. The third is to make it easier for providers to improve their programs, to help them figure out different ways that they can increase quality in the services that they provide, which will benefit all families, not just those that are participating in the subsidy. We need it to make it easier for people to get access to quality information, in particular, quality information to help them figure out how to apply for the program, but also to help parents be able to identify who the high-quality child care providers are. The state has a website, The Great Start to Quality, where you can look up the rating of a child care center, but a lot of centers don't participate. So we need to make more parents aware of that and encourage more providers to participate. And finally, the last thing we need to think about is how to support the early childhood workforce. We need to figure out ways to provide professional development opportunities for these workers to help increase the quality of care. And then realistically, we're going to need to look and figure out what we can do about wages and benefits, because it is a very low-paying industry. And as a result, you see a lot of good people leaving.
Your report tells us that Michigan has missed out on tens of millions of dollars in federal grant money through the years and could miss out again this year. What's going on there?
Most of this program is funded through a federal block grant, but in order to be able to access that federal block grant, you have to spend a certain amount of your own state dollars. And what we've seen is now that the participation in this program has dropped so much that we don't spend enough money now to meet that level that the federal government requires to access all of the money. So in this most recent fiscal year, if we had spent about $7 million more, we could have accessed $20 million more of federal aid. So for a $7 million state investment, we could have gotten $27 million more worth of child care. So as we look for ways to improve the program, in some ways, at least with initial changes, it wouldn't cost particularly much, because with that small state investment, you could get at significant additional federal dollars that would help pay for the changes that you made in the program.
I think my grandmother might have called that penny wise and pound foolish.
Absolutely.
Jeff Guilfoyle is Vice President of Public Sector Consultants. You can find the full report, Building a Better Child Care System, by going to the stateside link at michiganradio.org. Jeff, thank you so much for sharing the research with us.
You're so welcome.